All right, let's get into a proper advanced intro route for warm tape style grit in Ableton Live 12, built specifically for jungle and old school DNB energy. Now, when I say intro route, I do not mean a generic riser that just climbs and hopes for the best. In this style, the intro is more like a short journey. It's a route with texture, pressure, atmosphere, and a bit of control damage. The idea is to make the listener feel like the tune is waking up through dust, tape wear, and rhythmic clues before the drop finally lands. So for this lesson, we're going to build something that feels warm, worn in, and alive. Not shiny, not festival clean. We want that dusty, slightly unstable, analog feeling movement that belongs in jungle and old school DNB. Start by setting the context properly. Before you even think about the riser itself, build a musical bed underneath it. That means a pad, a distant break loop, a subtle vinyl or noise texture, and maybe a low-pass stab or chord fragment. This is important, because the riser should evolve out of the intro, not just sit on top of it like a separate effect. A really solid move here is to use auto-filter early in the chain and keep things dark at the start. Put it in low-pass mode, and depending on the source, start your cutoff somewhere around 300 to 800 Hz. The exact number is less important than the feeling. You want the intro to sound hidden, not fully revealed. If you want movement, you can automate the cutoff slowly or use a gentle LFO-style motion, so the sound breathes without becoming obvious. Now let's add the main character of the lesson, the warm tape-style grit layer. This is where things start to feel like old machinery being pushed a little too hard in a good way. You can get this layer from a resampled break loop, a stab chord, a field recording, a short vocal snippet, or even a bounced reverb tail. The source matters less than how you process it. A good stock device chain for this is EQ8, Saturator, Redux or Vinyl Distortion, Drum Bus, Auto Filter, and then Echo or Delay. That gives you a nice balance of tone shaping, harmonics, roughness, and motion. With EQ8, high pass the layer so it doesn't compete with the sub. Usually somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz works well. If it gets edgy in the upper mids, make a gentle dip around 2 to 4 kHz. Then use Saturator to add warmth and push the drive a bit, maybe 3 to 8 dB, with soft clip-on if you want that smoother breakup. Redux should be used carefully. We're not trying to destroy the sound, just give it that slightly degraded tape memory. So go subtle. A bit of bit reduction. A bit of downsampling, enough to feel worn, not broken. Drum Bus can then add extra glue and punch. Keep the drive moderate, and don't overcrunch it unless you want it more aggressive. After that, use Auto Filter to automate opening over the route, and add echo with darker repeats, so the movement stays smoky rather than bright and flashy. A key idea here is warm degradation, not lo-fi chaos. There's a big difference. Warm grit should feel like tape running hot. If it becomes harsh digital noise, you've lost the vibe. Now, instead of using one giant white noise sweep like a lot of modern builds do, shape the riser as a route with multiple layers. That's the jungle way. Think filtered noise swell, pitched one shot or sample, reverse reverb tail, break slice tension, and a slow opening of the high end. You want the arrangement to feel like it's assembling itself. A simple route structure could go like this. In the first two bars, keep the atmosphere filtered, keep the break fragment low in the mix, and let the grit layer sit barely audible. In bars 3 and 4, bring in a reverse reverb swell, open the filter a bit more, increase the saturation slightly, and let the snare presence come forward. In bars 5 and 6, add some pitch movement upward, tighten delay feedback, and expose more of the mid-range. Then in bars 7 and 8, remove most of the low-pass filtering, let the grit peak, and get everything ready for the drop. One of the best techniques for this style is the reverse reverb swell. It's classic, but when it's done properly, it still hits hard. Take a short stab, chord, or break hit. Put reverb or hybrid reverb on it, make the decay long enough to render, freeze it or resample it to audio, and then reverse the result. Time it so it swells right into the drop. If you want it even better, EQ the reverb tail after rendering, cut the low end, and tame any fizz above 8 to 10 kHz if needed. The real power move is to layer that reverse swell under the grit layer and automate both together. That way, it feels like one moving object instead of separate effects doing different jobs. That's how you make the intro feel cohesive. Now let's bring in the break fragments, because in jungle and old school DNB, the intro should always hint at the break that's going to carry the tune. Use chopped amen hits, think fragments, dusty fills, ghost snares, and hat shreds. Keep it active, but not overcrowded. Put EQ8 first, then drum bus, saturator, maybe a little auto pan or facer flanger for movement, and utility for stereo control. If the brake is just a texture layer, high pass it around 90 to 150 Hz so it doesn't muddy things up. If you want it to breathe, use slow auto pan or subtle movement, and don't keep it static for too long. Reach up at every one or two bars if possible. That makes it feel like the groove is assembling itself in real time, which is a very old school kind of energy. Now we get into automation. And this is where the intro really starts to feel like tape pressure. The sense that the machine is being pushed harder and harder comes from automation more than from any single plugin. Automate saturator drive, filter cutoff, echo feedback, hybrid reverb wet level, redux bit depth or downsample, drum bus drive, utility width, and any send levels to delay or reverb. A really good strategy is to start subtle, increase the intensity in the middle, peak right before the drop, and then pull back abruptly or cut hard into the drop. That contrast is everything. It creates the feeling of tension being released all at once. For movement, use modulation carefully. Autopan can add nice motion if the rate is slow and the amount is modest. Facer flanger can work on texture layers, but keep it light unless you want a more aggressive character. Frequency shifter can create that tiny unstable drift that feels like old tape wobble. But again, keep the mix low. If the movement is instantly obvious, it's probably too much for this kind of intro. A lot of producers make the mistake of thinking the intro should just keep getting brighter. But in this style, mass matters as much as brightness. You want density, low mid haze, little rhythmic clues, tiny tonal shifts, and a controlled sense of instability. It's not just about opening the top end. It's about making the build feel heavier, more physical, and more believable. Also, use contrast between layers. That's a huge pro move. Keep one thing steady while another one changes. For example, let the break fragment stay relatively constant while the pad opens up. Or keep the noise layer fixed while the pitched material climbs. Or keep the reverb dark while the dry texture gets brighter. That kind of contrast makes the motion easier to hear without needing huge effects. Watch your low mids carefully too. Warm grit tends to build up around 150 to 500 Hz, and that zone can be powerful, but it can also box in the whole intro if you overdo it. Solo the route. Listen for anything making it feel clogged, and make sure the drop still has room to hit. If the drop loses impact, the intro probably has too much low mid buildup. Also, don't overquantize the chaos. Old school jungle energy often comes from slight timing roughness. A late ghost snare, an imperfect reverse tail, a texture hit that lands a little off center. Those tiny imperfections help the build feel human and vintage. If every hit lands perfectly, the whole thing can sound too modern and too clean. When it's time to hand off into the drop, make it clean and decisive. You don't want a mushy fade. You can hard cut the atmosphere, duck the intro, leave only a little reverb tail under the first drop hit, or create a tiny pre-drop gap for impact. One great DNB trick is to remove the low-pass filter fast in the final half bar, mute the break texture right before the downbeat, let one last tape-saturated hit or noise burst speak, and then hit the drop with full drums and sub. That contrast makes the drop feel huge. Here's the bigger picture. If you want the style to feel authentic, think in terms of mass, not just FX. Build density, tension, and motion together. Resample your route once it sounds good, because bouncing it to audio lets you edit it like a break. You can reverse parts, chop tails, mute pieces, and tighten the handoff so the intro feels more handmade and less like a preset. If you want to go even deeper, try a tape stall buildup, where the energy dips briefly before recovering. Or make a half-broken cassette route, where the sound degrades and then snaps into focus right before the drop. You can also do a break-led riser, where the drums themselves become the build. And don't underestimate negative space. Sometimes removing elements one by one creates more tension than adding more and more layers. For a quick practice exercise, build a 4-bar warm grit route using only stock Ableton devices. Use one atmosphere layer, one break fragment layer, one tape grit layer, one reverse swell, and one final tension automation pass. Filter the pad, saturate the texture, chop the break, build the reverse reverb, open the cutoff over 4 bars, raise the saturation slightly, increase echo feedback and then pull it down, narrow the width in the last bar, and then bounce the whole thing to audio. Re-edit the bounce so the drop handoff feels tight and inevitable. And that's the core lesson. In jungle and old school DNB, the best intro routes don't just arise. They evolve. They feel like tape, breaks, and pressure slowly transforming into impact. That's the vibe. That's the movement. That's the energy. If you want, I can also turn this into a device-by-device Ableton rack chain, or a full 16-bar arrangement template for jungle and DNB intros.